and into the hands of Kelsey Weimers. Weimers is going to kick it up ahead here for Mock. Back out for Weimers. She's going to fire an open three, and she hits the three. Barely moved the net, did Kelsey Weimers, when she stroked in the three.
Tonight, it's live coverage of Kearney Bearcat basketball. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
16-15, Kearney High with the basketball and the lead. Mark's going to give it to Weiss, who hands it back to Clark. Is it left side for Weiss? He's going to try an NBA three, and he hits it. Strokes nothing but net, his second three-pointer of the quarter.
All the excitement of Bearcat basketball is coming up next, but first in the New Tex Heat pregame show, we'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter courtside live right after this word from New Tex Heat.
New Tex is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tex's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTex at yieldleader.com.
New Tex Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome on Top of the Hill as Kearney High opens the season by hosting Bellevue West in a girl-boy doubleheader here on ESPN Radio. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us for continuing coverage of high school athletics here on ESPN. And tonight, the Bearcats hit center stage as they have their home opener, their season opener, as after this game, they'll be traveling to Fremont and playing a couple of teams on the other side of the bracket, and we'll deal more with that later. But right now, both the boys and girls teams for Kearney High certainly have their hands filled, as on the girls' side, the Kearney High girls will be taking on the number one team in the state. They were runner-up a year ago, Little Lady Thunderbirds. They have six seniors that left the squad from a year ago, but top scorer Kate Livinghouse at 14.5 points a game, and Maddie Braun scoring 13 points a contest, are back for the Lady Thunderbirds. And also Chloe Atico, who has made an impact as a freshman, will start this year as a sophomore. So a lot of talent for the Thunderbirds, who were the runners-up in Class A 1 year ago, and they are rated number one in the state. On the boys' side, not going to be a whole lot easier for the Kearney High boys, as they'll be taking on the number four Thunderbirds as they come into town. Now, this is a little different schedule than what we've had in years past. For 30 years or so, Kearney always started the season by traveling to the Hayes Shootout. That not going to happen, obviously, as we're starting things a little bit different this year around. So they'll be actually starting at home for the first time in, well, quite some time. And we got plenty of room for you. Come on up to Kearney High as we'll be getting ready for the tip. We'll be back with the starters. Let me come back right after this.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
The
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for the visitors from Bellevue West. As we mentioned, they are the defending runner-up from 1 year ago and rated number one in the state. Their lineup goes like this. Katie Emming is a 5'4 point guard. She is a junior. Madison Braun, a 5'7 guard. She's a senior. Julie Targi, a 5'5 guard, a senior. Chloe Akin Atiko, 5'8 guard. She is just a sophomore. And Katie Livinghouse, a 6-foot-tall post. She is a senior, the head coach, Mark Kruger. Now for the Lady Bearcats, it goes like this. It's Claire Sickler, a 5'4 senior. She'll start with Kelsey Stiffen, 5'7 also, a junior. Skyler Sider, 5'10 and a sophomore. Peyton Cutterback, 5'7 senior. And Abby Ray, 5'10 and a senior for head coach, Jason Boyd. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank. A very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. We'll take one last 30-second timeout. When we come back, we'll start the high school basketball season here on ESPN as the Lady Bearcats take on the Thunderbirds from Bellevue West right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Metzger.
Welcome back here. The opening tip in the air. Kearney is able to control the tip, so they'll have possession of the basketball to start the game here as they work it in the offensive zone, and they'll work it up ahead here, top of the circle. With it is going to be Snyder. Snyder kicks into the corner as you got man-to-man defense here for Bellevue West, the top-ranked team in the state. And using upper dribble and a little trouble is Claire Sickler, and Sickler will get it top of the circle here for Abby Ray. Ray's entry pass, and that is going to be a turnover on Kearney High. So here comes the top-ranked team in the state with their first offensive set, and they'll lob it inside for Kate Livinghouse, and we've got a foul that's whistled on the Lady Bearcats. And that'll be on Abby Ray. That'll be her first foul of the ball game. So they inbound it, and quickly the shot off glass is no good for Livinghouse. And then we've got an offensive rebound that's taken out there by Maddie Braun. And they'll work it back around the perimeter here as they get it in the lane here for Livinghouse. Livinghouse will put up the shot, and it actually will hit the top of the glass and go out of bounds. So that'll be a team rebound here for Kearney High. They'll face a little bit of pressure and the steal on the inbounds. Madison Braun comes up with it, and Braun is able to make the steal and then trying to get the ball back. Claire Sickler is going to be whistled for the foul. So the turnover on Kearney High is going to cost them the basketball and then the foul. So quickly, they've committed two team fouls. The inbounds here is going to go to Hannah Lundell as she checks in the game for the first time here for Bellevue West. Lundell has it. She's going to fire a top of the three key, and her three-pointer is no good, and a rebound is taken out of there by Snyder. So Snyder pulls down the rebound. They work it up court very quickly. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by a hustling Chloe Akin Atiko. And so Kearney will have it underneath their own baseline. They're going to lob it in. Snyder has it stolen away. Coming away with it is Akin Atiko. Atiko is going to drive all the way in, lays it on the glass. It won't fall. And then you got an offensive rebound. So Kate Livinghouse is able to make the bucket after Bellevue went West missed that first shot. So in that left corner now is Stitham. She'll drive the baseline. Bounce pass through the lane is going to be knocked out of bounds by Katie Emick. So 6:19 to go here, quarter number one. It's 2-0 Bellevue West. Bearcats looking to get their first points of the ball game. They get it for Snyder. Snyder turnaround jumper in the lane. It's bouncing around. Nice soft touch there. And Snyder with the first 2 points of the season for Kearney High. And we are tied at 2 minutes into the ball game. Katie Hemming in the offensive zone. Gave it away. Now she'll get it back top of the circle here. The junior will now work it on the left wing here for Targi. Targi works it around. Back out here for Emig. Emig in the lane, and we're going to have a foul as they worked it inside to Katie Liveringhouse. And Liveringhouse was fouled, and that'll be a foul on Skylar Snyder. And that'll be her first foul of the game. But three as a team. So now to the free throw line to shoot a couple is going to be Katie Liveringhouse. And the first one is good. So she makes the first. And the second one is off the iron, and it is no good. And the rebound will go out of bounds. Last touch by the Bearcats. So inbounding it here is going to be Braun. Braun will get it out for Emig. Now back out for Emig as she gave it away momentarily. She'll kick it right side for Targi. She's going to fire a three. It is no good. And the Bearcats come away with the rebound. Dribbling out with it and kicking in the left corner with it. Now is Sickler. Sickler skips it on the right side. Here's a three-pointer by Snyder. Snyder's three is no good. Offensive rebound. And then, oh, great drive to the basket by Abby Ray. But they're going to call the travel. So Ray got the offensive rebound. And Jason Boyd wanted to get a little explanation because he thought that that nice little runner by Abby Ray came with no problems attached. Well, it was a turnover. And now Bellevue West working up on the left side. A lot of contact as Dozel has checked in. She'll get it in the lane here for Liveringhouse. Liveringhouse drives the lane, and she'll put up a nice little floater, and she scores. So now on the left wing, quickly in transition is Sickler. Sickler's entry pass knocked loose by Liveringhouse. It's back in the inside. Ray trying to get it, and it is Liveringhouse who's able to come up with the basketball. And they'll get it up ahead here on the run. Floater in the lane here by Targi. It is no good. And Abby Ray, I check it, it was Peyton Cutterback who had her hands in the air, say I didn't touch it, but the officials must have thought that she had because when it went out of bounds, they now hand it to Bellevue West. So Bellevue West will top it, and here comes the three-pointer top of the key, and it is up and good for Anna Dojal. So she drains the three, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Bellevue West. On that left side, Julie Targi is actually going to be whistled for the foul. I thought they just said it was out of bounds off of her, but they're going to say that that was a foul as she reached in. And that'll be her first, team's first. Three fouls on Kearney High, one against Bellevue West. It is 8-2, Bellevue West with the lead, and the Bearcats have the basketball. Claire Sickler will bring in the offensive zone, and she'll use up her dribble. And has nowhere to pass to. 5 second counts going on, and just in time she's able to make the pass, but there's going to be a foul as trying to get up with the basketball is going to be Peyton Cutterback, and Cutterback is going to be whistled for the foul. And we're going to have a timeout, I believe, here. And they're going to assess a timeout here to Kearney High, and Jason Boyd says he wasn't asking for one. In any event, he's going to be issued one here with 4:16 to go in the first quarter. It is 8-2, Bellevue West with the lead over Kearney High. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High as the Bearcats are trailing it right now by a score of 8-2, 4:16 to go here in the first quarter. And Bellevue will last with that
6-point lead here. And again, a couple of things haven't gone Kearney's way with the officials. He was asking a question. Jason Boyd's trying to explain about timeouts, and he was issued a timeout. And there was a play that Abby Ray, her basket taken off the board, and she was issued a turnover, and I thought it was a clean play. So a couple of things haven't gone their way yet. And now Bellevue West will work the ball on the inside, driving, reverse layup up and good by Chloe Akin-Atico, and she'll make the steal on the other end. So a couple of nice plays here by Akin-Atico as she is able to make the steal, and she also was able to make a tough reverse layup. Entry pass inside for Atico was knocked loose by Kearney High's Peyton Cutterback, but right into the hands of Bellevue West. They kick it out, long three-pointer up, no good. And there's a fight for the rebound. It's going to be a held ball. And alternating possession will give the basketball over here to Bellevue West. So Bellevue West will work the ball on the inside, and it's stripped away. They worked it inside here to Pimmy Dyke, and Dyke had it ripped away. Wrong outlet pass, and we're going to have a foul. They worked it up ahead here for Claire Sickler, and Sickler, after she was able to make the block, she's able to run the floor with the basketball, and then she is fouled by Katie Emick. So that'll be her first, and a couple of free throws coming up here for Sickler, and the first one is no good. So Sickler is going to shoot a couple, and the first one is no good. She's got one more coming here. It's the Bearcats trail it right now by a score of 10-2. And that free throw is also no good. So score remains 10-2 after a couple of missed free throws. And quickly, here comes Bellevue West. They work it in the lane, trying to get it to Katie Livinghouse. And Livinghouse has it stolen away by Snyder. So Snyder is able to come away with the steal. That's nice defensive play there. And in the offensive zone here is Sickler. Sickler with the dribble, 5-second count going on, works off of the screen, now takes it all the way down the baseline. She'll pick up her dribble, kicks it out here for Cutterback. Cutterback will work it around, now top of the circle with it is Snyder. Snyder backing up near the pot, midcourt, off of the screen, will drive all the way to the baseline, has a little size advantage, will drive, shoot, and score. Couple of nice screens to set up Skylar Snyder, and that now makes it 10-2. So here's the kick on the right wing here. And the entry pass is stolen away. Peyton Cutterback is able to come up with the steal. And the pass down low is going to be off the shin of Katie Emig. And that will go back to Kearney High after the kick. Checking into the game here is Chloe Akin-Atico. Atico will come in. And Pimmy Dyke is going to come out. So inbounding the ball for the Bearcats here is going to be Stiffen. And Kelsey Stiffen, pass in the lane, goes off the fingertips of Skylar Snyder. She tries to track it down on that sideline. Can't get there in time, and that'll be a turnover on the Bearcats. So Kearney turns it over, and they just need to value all those possessions as best they can. Kearney has turned the ball over four times so far here in the ballgame. And here's another reverse layup by Akin-Atico like she did earlier, and the same result. Just throw that baseline and made a nice little reverse layup. And so the Bearcats find themselves down by eight. Sickler will bounce it on that left side for Peyton Cutterback. Cutterback has the ball knocked away here by Kate Livinghouse. It goes out of bounds, and now Stiffen facing a little bit of pressure coming up here by Mia Felici. And she's trying to make the case that it was off the fingertips of Felici, and she's going to be able to make the case. Kearney's going to maintain possession here. They're going to say it was deflected. And so Kearney now will inbound underneath their own basket. Stiffen is going to toss it in here. And on the baseline, they'll put everybody in motion off of the screen. They'll get it top of the circle. With it here is Sickler. Sickler, an awkward-looking shot over the top of Akin-Atico. It is no good, and it's going to be rebounded here by Kate Livinghouse. Quick kick on the right side. Three-pointer up and good for Madison Braun. And quickly up court, Kearney has the ball knocked out of bounds, but they're going to maintain possession of it here. And now on that far sideline, Kelsey Stiffen is going to inbound the ball here. And they'll throw it into the corner. Entry pass on the baseline, going to be knocked loose by Chloe Akin-Atiko. And Akin-Atiko has been all over the floor. She knocks the ball loose, and that can't come up with a loose handle. Now we're fighting forward is Pimmy Dyke, and Dyke is going to whistle for the foul. So that'll be their first foul here on Kimmy Dyke. Pimmy Dyke, not Kimmy Dyke. And that'll be her first. So Kearney will have possession of the basketball here. On the bounce is going to be the Bearcats, Claire Sickler. And Sickler took an extra step with it, and she's going to whistle for a turnover. Minute 9 to go here. In quarter number 1, it is 15-4. Bellevue West with the lead. Checking in for the first time is going to be Abby Graham. Graham going to come in here for Skylar Snyder. And now playing the point, bring the ball up court here, is going to be Akin-Atiko. She'll kick it in the corner. Now she gets it back top of the key. Thought about the three. They'll work it around the perimeter. Now the three-pointer by Madison Braun. And Braun is able to stroke in the three-pointer. And that allows Bellevue West to put the pressure on. They lead it 18-4 with 45 seconds to go here before the end of the first quarter. And they're able to come up with a steal. The steal by Targhee. She works it up ahead, and Pimmy Dyke is able to lay it up and in. So they cash in on the turnover. And now they try to make another steal, but there's going to be a hold here on Braun. So Braun whistled for the hold. So with 32.8 to go, 20-4. Bellevue West with the lead over the Kearney High girls. And they're going to toss it in here for Kelsey Stiffen. Stiffen gets in the offensive zone here. And they're going to throw it away. So Kearney turns it over. Bellevue West, Mark Kruger, wanted a travel called on the inbounds because she moved her feet. But if you kind of stay in that box, you can tiptoe like Fred Astaire if you want to, as long as you kind of stay in that area. And I think they were okay. Here's the three-pointer up and good. Wow, what a great stroke here by Madison Braun, as Braun is able to bring it home at Bellevue West with a 23-4 lead. 7 seconds left on the drive to Stiffen. Stiffen gives it out here to the left side. Ball is loose. It goes out of bounds as the buzzer sounds. And so one quarter is in the books. It is 23-4. Bellevue West, the top-ranked team in the state, leading Kearney High. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have four new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A one-ton crew cab, a three-quarter-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. You're in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Kearney High. Are you in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV? Let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help out. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out paperwork. Just great service and people that care about their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. It is Kearney High basketball to start the second quarter, and the ball is knocked loose, but Sickler's able to track it down. She gives it to Abby Ray. Ray looking for Graham on the right side. And she'll finally get that bounce pass right side, gets the defender out of position, but Livinghouse is there to shut her off, and then the double team. And with the alternating possession rule, that will be a turnover on Kearney High. Abby Graham kind of got in a double team there as she started to drive and faces Kate Livinghouse. Not only is Livinghouse 6 foot tall, but she is athletic. She has long arms, and she plays a very heady game. And Abby Graham just had nowhere to go there, and the double team forced the turnover. Entry pass inside for Livinghouse, but great hands, so she'll turn around and hit a jumper. So Kate Livinghouse with the bucket as Livinghouse now has 7 points in the ballgame. With it is Abby Ray, top of the key. Livinghouse knocked the ball loose, couldn't come up with it, and then neither could Julie Targhee. Targhee had it momentarily, tried to go up court, got her feet tangled, and so she turned it over. So we just kind of swapped turnovers there. No harm, no foul for either team here, as Kearney High will still maintain possession. Ray going to come out of the game. Checking in here for Kearney High is going to be Brianna Miller. And the inbounds pass is going to be knocked away by Akin Atiko. Kelsey Stiffen going to check back in here for Kearney High. And now toward the middle of the Bellevue West bench. In fact, they're going to move her a little bit closer to the baseline. They'll inbound. And they'll just toss it in here for Claire Sickler. Sickler uses up her dribble. She's in a little bit of trouble, looking for a backdoor cut. And the drive, we've got a foul. On the drive, Skylar Snyder was fouled by Akin Atiko. So to the line to shoot a couple here is going to be Snyder. And she'll have two free throws. And the first one hits the back of the iron, and it's no good. Bearcats trailing at 25-4 with 6:51 to go. And the free throw rolls around, and it is good. So Emming will bring in the offensive zone, and on that left sideline, it's going to be a turnover. Julie Targhee had trouble coming up with the ball, and she stepped on the sideline. Good enough pressure there by Kearney High to force the turnover. And now Bellevue West is going to try to return the favor. They're going to go with a full court press here. As the inbounded here for Claire Sickler. Sickler is working against Katie Emig. Emig and Sickler, a little hand-to-hand combat as they get up court. And dribbling through it here is going to be Sickler. Sickler uses up her dribble. She'll give it now top of the key here for Miller. And Miller will give it off on the right wing here for Stiffen. Stiffen will try to connect and throws a little bit too high for Skylar Snyder, and that's going to be another turnover on the Bearcats. And again, unofficially for Kearney, I've got that now being 8 turnovers here in the ball game. On the baseline with the ball here again is Akin Atiko, and she has it stolen away. Coming up with a steal here is Stiffen. And they'll face some pressure. Stiffen had to give it away. Now she gets it back, takes it to the free throw lane, and Akin Atiko is able to tie it up. Kearney's going to maintain possession here, but that's still a pretty good play there by Chloe Akin Atiko. Only a sophomore, she is going to be an outstanding basketball player. She's awfully good right now. By the time she's done, she's going to be an outstanding player. In the lane, Kearney High is able to get it inside for Brianna Miller. Miller had her shot blocked by Kate Livinghouse. But then on the rebound, we've got a foul, and that's going to be on Kearney High. No, check that. They're going to call it on Kate Livinghouse. So that's going to be a foul on her. And it's actually going to be free throws coming up here for Brianna Obermiller. She makes the first. As they loose ball, she was going up with it. And she makes the first and misses the second. And the ball goes out of bounds. And that'll go to Bellevue West. So that'll be a team rebound there after the miss. So kicking it up ahead here. And they get it inside the Livinghouse so quickly. And Livinghouse lays it up and in. They get it out on the left wing. Quickly fired it inside for Livinghouse. And that was a real nice pass there by Madison Braun. Give her the assist. On the dribble now is going to be Sickler. Sickler is at top of the circle here for Miller. And Miller helps work it on the inside. A little ball fake for Snyder, and Snyder will score. So good ball movement by Carney High, and Skyler Snyder is able to come up with it. Entry pass stolen away by Carney High. Outlet pass up ahead, and it's going to be knocked loose as the ball goes out of bounds, and Bellevue West can't come up with it. So Bellevue West turns the ball over, and Carney High coming up with the steal and now with the opportunity. That long outlet pass was nearly intercepted by Julie Targhee, but one of her teammates, Mia Felici, basically knocked the ball out of her hands and out of bounds. On the right wing with the basketball here is going to be Stiffen. Stiffen gives it inside. Great ball fake shot by Obermiller is no good. And the rebound by Kate Liveringhouse. In the lane, dribbling through here is going to be Targhee. Targhee to Akinatiko. Back around the perimeter we go with it. Here's Dojo. Dojo's three-pointer is no good, but an offensive rebound is made on the inside by Akinatiko. So nice job there by Akinatiko. Scoring the bucket. Drive on the inside. Ball stolen away with the steal is Madison Braun. Braun's going to lay it up and in. So Braun with the steal and then the 2 points on the other end. And it's 31-8 with 4:22 to go here in the second quarter. Again, Bellevue West, the number one team in the state. And the Bearcats going to call a timeout here with 4:16 to go here before halftime. It's 31-28. Timeout, Lady Bearcats. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
So 31-8 with 4:16 to go here before halftime. Carney High, as we expected, having their hands full with the top-ranked team in the state. Don't forget the last year Bellevue West was the state runner-up. So they were pretty good last year. They lost a few seniors, but they brought back their leading scorer, their second leading scorer, and a freshman that really shone last year off the bench. They have three, not starters, because the sophomore Chloe Akinatiko didn't start last year, but she was the number six player. So they're still bringing a lot of horses back here for Bellevue West. Carney inbounds the basketball. And on the bounce here is going to be Claire Sickler. Sickler facing some man-to-man, will drive, kick in the corner. Stitham will fire the three. It's no good. And the Bearcats come up with the rebound. Entry pass on the inside. And, wow, that's great hustle there by Pimmy Dyke. Dyke comes up with it. They kick it out here for Felici, and Felici, she misses the three. And Carney High comes up with the rebound. On the dribble here is going to be Stiffen. And ball's out of bounds. Last touched by the hustling Thunderbirds of Bellevue West in their familiar purple and gold uniforms. Stiffen is going to lob it, and she gets it to Claire Sickler. Sickler then has her pocket pick. Steal on that far side, and on the run with it is Felici. Felici gives it to Pimmy Dyke. Back out to Felici, and Felici has it. Gives it to Dyke in the lane. Dyke kicks on the right corner here for Brianne Inselman, and she took an extra step with it. So that'll be a turnover. And with 3:21 to go here before halftime, 31-8. Carney High ran the baseline to inbound it, and that's going to be a turnover. And again, you don't have to stay exactly still, but you have to kind of stay in a box, the way it's always been kind of described to me. So that'll be a turnover. And the entry pass is going to be knocked loose. Great job there defensively by Claire Sickler coming up with the steal. Now on the drive is Snyder. Snyder in traffic will lay it up and in. Skyler Snyder with a nice drive there for Carney High. At the three-minute mark, they finally in double digits scoring-wise. They trail it 31-10, and the outlet pass is going to be stolen away by Stitham. Stitham with the steal, the layup, the bucket, and she's going to head to the line with the foul. So she makes the steal, and now she'll have a chance to finish off a three-point play. And the foul is going to be whistled to Nia Felici. So Stitham will try to finish off the three-point play here. And her free throw is good. So she does, and the Bearcats are now trailing it 31-13. And we're going to have a 30-second timeout here for Bellevue West. 2:40 to go here before halftime. Timeout Bellevue West. It's 31-13. Bell West with the lead. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthew Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back here as Kearney High. Nice little surge here, trying to battle their way back into this one. They trail it 31-13 against Bellevue West with 2:40 to go. Bearcats, after forcing the turnover, will inbound the basketball. They get it to Claire Sickler. Sickler kicks it to Snyder on that left side. And with it now is Kelsey Stitham. Stitham looking on the inside. Has to lob it out here for Sickler. Sickler's got it top of the key. That Bellevue West defense puts a hand right in your face. That's Imig. And they'll kick it in the corner. Nice open look here for Kearney High. But the three-pointer won't fall for Skylar Snyder. And you can probably guess who pulled down the rebound. It was Kate Livinghouse who came up with a defensive rebound. And we've got a foul on the inside on the way to the basket. Before the shot, Livinghouse had it, and as she was trying to turn around, the foul is going to be whistled on Brianna Miller. And so that'll be her first foul of the ball game as Livinghouse hits the free throw. So Livinghouse hits the free throw. And she makes both ends of the one and one. There's two more points here for Livinghouse, who now has 11 in the game. And we're going to have a reach whistled on Kearney High.
That was the number 14, Madison Braun.
That'll be on, oh, check that. It was on Madison Braun with the reach. I mind faded on me for a moment. Braun with the reach. That's going to be her first foul.
Number 11, Anna Dozel.
Kearney right now is in the bonus. There's been eight fouls whistled on Bellevue West with that full court man-to-man defense. And so the front end of a one-and-one coming up here for Stitham. And she hits the front end of the one-and-one. So she makes the first to make it 33-14. Her second is on the way, and it is also good. So Kearney High gets a little bit closer with some nice defense. Hits a couple of free throws. In the offensive zone here is going to Imig. Imig kicks it in the corner here for Akina Tico. Back around the perimeter. Here's a three-pointer by Braun. And Madison Braun is able to stroke in the three-pointer. 36-15. 21-point lead here for Bellevue West. Quick little jumper there by Snyder on that left wing. It's no good. Kate Livinghouse with another defensive rebound. And then we're going to have a reach on Kearney High as they pass the ball up ahead here to Emmett. Sickler is going to be whistled for the foul. That'll be her second foul of the game. That's now six as a team on Kearney High. So both teams right now are in the bonus with a minute 36 to go here before halftime. Livinghouse is going to come out. Her replacement is going to be Pimmy Dyke, a 5'7 they call her post, and she's not really built for that. She's pretty thin compared to Kate Liberinghouse, who is well-equipped for the battles that she fights in the middle of the lane. Vaughn will fire a quick three as they work it around. It's no good. Abby Ray is able to pull down the rebound, and they work it up ahead. Loose ball is going to be picked up by Cutterback. Did Cutterback take an extra step? Yes, they did. So minute 13 to go here, and it's a 21-point lead here for Bellevue West, 36-15. Top of the circle with it here is going to be Dojal. Dojal helps kick it in the corner here for Targi. Back out for Dyke. She kicks it out here for Akinatiko. Her three is bouncing around, and it is up and good.
3-point basket.
And we've got an injured player coming out of the game is going to be Pimmy Dyke. So Chloe Akinatiko drains the three-pointer here. And the officials doing a nice job. You know, you got an injured player, you stop it so they don't get more injured. And the inbounds pass is going to be intercepted here by Julie Targi. And Targi gets it up ahead. So 45 seconds to go here. The ball was knocked loose, a little frustration. So Kandatiko gets the bucket here. And close to getting a technical is Peyton Cutterback. The officials just kind of calming things down a little bit, getting everything all straightened out here. And Skylar Snyder gets the inbounds. And then she is fouled. Now be on Akinatiko. Well, it's the first game of the year for both these two teams. There's been a little ragged from time to time. Snyder's going to go to the free throw line. She's going to have a one and one. The 42.3 to go, 41-15, and the free throw is up and good. So Snyder at the line. One more chance to cut into a 25-point deficit here, and her free throw is no good. But it's offensive rebound, and the bucket's up and good by Abby Ray. Ray with a nice rebound. Long outlet pass up ahead here. Kick into the corner. Shot no good here by Courtney Moorhead. Ball is ping-ponging around. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Bellevue West Thunderbirds. And so Kearney High will inbound it. Toss again here is going to be Cutterback. Cutterback, pass stolen away, and then Cutterback's going to commit the foul on the drive. So Targi makes the steal. And Cutterback going to be whistled for the foul. And so to shoot a couple of free throws here is going to be Targi, and the first one is no good.
Targi.
22 seconds to go, 41-18 at halftime. I'll talk with Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach, about the task in front of his Bearcats. Bellevue West number 4 on the boys' side. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. And the draw of death. Why not? Stitham has it top of the key, tries to enter it in. 6 seconds left. Ball is going to go out of bounds off of Bellevue West. And so Kearney High will inbound it underneath their own basket. They'll toss it in underneath the baseline. And checking in here is going to be Taylee Dotzler for Bellevue West. She'll play the final 5 seconds of the first half. Inbounds pass and a shot up and good. Nice inbounds here for Peyton Cutterback. Cutterback gets the bucket. Bellevue West will inbound it, and that's about all they're going to get done as we'll head to the locker room. Your score at the break. It is Bellevue West 41, Kearney High 20 at halftime. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll talk with Scott Steinbrook about boys basketball and a whole lot more, and we come back right after this.
There's a feeling in the air.
There's excitement everywhere.
Right.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing. They have all kinds of brand new cars, pickups, and SUVs in stock. Drive through their lot, they have specials on the new 2013s. Ask about the factory rebates and factory bonus cash. They have several brand new 2013s left, and they gotta go. They're dealing, and they want trade-ins. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Crossroads is the best, and Crossroads Ford.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back here to Kearney High as the Lady Bearcats trail at intermission 41-20 against Bellevue West. You are listening to the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Our guest here at halftime and I have something in common. Neither of our fantasy football teams are playing this weekend, but for different reasons. You're the top seed, so you get a first-round bye, Scott Steinbrook. I didn't make the playoffs, and I'm not a happy man about that, but we'll bemoan that a little bit more. We finally made it back to basketball season. It's good to kind of have it back. Time for you guys to hit the court. Time to actually play now, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's an exciting time of year, you know, with college basketball in full swing, getting the chance to, you know, watch the UNK Lopers play and watch some good hoops on TV. You know, it's just fun and exciting to be back in our own gym. And it's unique for us.
Yeah.
First time we've had a home opener in my coaching career. We've been in Hayes, Kansas for the last 25 or 30 years, so it's kind of exciting to be at home against a team like Bell West on opening night.
One thing you do miss with that, and I talked with some of the girls coaches about this earlier, that was a great bonding experience when you guys went to Hayes. You really kind of got to know each other a little bit. Have you done anything different to try to have kind of recreate that a little bit?
Well, there's no question. You hit the nail on the head there. You know, going on the road for 3 days, you have no pressure of playing in front of your home student section, your home crowd. It's always been kind of nice to get the kids away. But on the flip side, what a great opportunity to open at home here.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a close-knit bunch anyway. With only two seniors on our team last year, a lot of these guys saw some varsity time or traveled with the varsity last year. You know, they're a pretty tight-knit group, you know, on and off the field. So we'll miss that to a certain extent with that Hayes trip, but I think the guys are ready to go.
And you mentioned it, too. This is a team that has played a lot of club ball together. They've played, you know, they've been part of other organizations. It's a team that really does know themselves very well. They're a very, very tight group. That's unusually tight.
Yeah, you know, we're going to have that too. You know, we're not going to wow anybody with our giant size and our fantastic leaping ability or our incredible quickness. I mean, we are a very fundamentally sound team. We have kids with tremendously high basketball IQs. They're a joy to coach. You know, we probably have more in terms of offenses, defenses, set plays, man, zone stuff than we have in recent memory at this point of the season. You know, part of it was we've known who we've been playing for a long time. You kind of get what you need to get in the playbook to play a team like Bell West, whereas in previous years going down to Hayes, Kansas, you know, we didn't really know anything about those teams, but they didn't know anything about us either.
Well, but since you brought up Bell West, let's talk about them. I mean, you're starting toward the top here. You're the number four team in the state, a very athletic team. What are you going to face tonight?
We're going to face pressure. You know, they just get up and guard, and they always have. That's Coach Doug Woodard's style, you know, going years back when we played him in the state tournament a couple times. You know, it's fast-paced, it's full court, it's in your face, man-to-man defense. But we feel like we have the guards and the ball handling and the experience where, you know, we feel like we can handle that. These guys are battle-tested. You know, they played Omaha Central last year. They played Omaha Benson last year. They played Papillion-La Vista last year. You know, so they've played some teams that play a similar style to Bellevue West, but Bellevue West maybe just does some of those full court things a little bit better. But it'll be a great test. What a fun night.
And it's one of those things you went back to. I mean, the basketball IQ for this team is extraordinarily high, inordinately high for a team that's still fairly young.
Yeah, and that starts, we have four seniors, but those four seniors, Damian Austin, Dakota Schreiner, Brian Birchall, David Erickson, you know, at one time or another, three of those four started for us last year. You know, Brian Birchall came off the bench until he broke his arm late in the season and missed the last several weeks. But they've all played quality varsity minutes. They've all grown up in our youth program. They know our system. A couple of them were student managers when they were kids. You know, they're just students of the game. They're gym rats, and that is so refreshing to have a group like that as head coach.
Yeah, and then the next group that you kind of have, your Peyton Pococks of the world, and that, they're gym rats as well. So, again, you can put a lot of things in there. But, again, I'm going to take a look at their lineup here, and, you got some 6'2s and some 6'3s in there, and you might even be fudging that a little bit. One of the guys that is going to be back that they didn't have last year that would have seen a lot of time is Brian Arp. That's not exactly a new name, new face around here because people know him from being an outstanding football player as well. What is he going to be able to bring? Again, at 6'3", not your typical Class A post player, but he certainly has the size to go to battle in there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, 6'3", at most schools is a shooting guard. But, you know, he's our big man in the middle, and he makes up for maybe for the lack of height. You know, he weighs 250, 260 pounds. There's not going to be a ton of teams that will put a heavier post player on the court. You know, we have several guys, Brian Arp, Brady Johnson, Chris Langan. They're all in that 6'2", 6'3.5 range, but they're all well over 200 pounds. And they're big, strong kids. You know, they were all varsity offensive and defensive linemen during the football season. You know, and there's a toughness quality about those guys that we really like.
So what's the key for you guys tonight?
We have to handle the full court pressure. And I think, you know, Damian and Brian Birchall, the two guys that will manage the point guard for us, if we can handle that initial pressure, we're going to have opportunities to score in transition. We're by all means not content just to break the pressure and execute our half-court offense. Our half-court offense is very average at this point in the season. But in the full court, we feel like we're pretty good right now. So it could be a fun pace tonight. And our wings are going to have to shoot. Our wings are going to have to shoot when they're open. We're talking about guys like Pocock, like Schreiner, like Birchall, like Erickson. You know, we can run our half-court offense all night long and maybe get an open corner from the three, or we can take that shot out of transition. And we're not going to be hesitant to put the ball in the air tonight.
Well, it'll be a lot of fun because, like I say, their strength is your strength. They pressure, but you guys have some guys that can handle the ball, and a smart basketball team often can handle that.
Yeah, you're right, and that's what it's going to take. You know, I think it's a little bit of a feeling out process. It's their first game. It's our first game. They're going to try to kind of exert their will in the full court on us, and we're going to try to attack that pressure and maybe get some buckets out of transition. And it's one of those where whoever can kind of create the tempo that they're looking for might have the early edge, but it's going to come down to us. Can we shoot the ball well? And defensively, we have to guard them in dribble penetration and transition situations. They're athletic. I mean, they probably have, you know, a Division I basketball player, maybe a Division I football player or two out there that are really, really quick and athletic. So we're going to have to find a way to manage that.
All right, real quick, I got to ask you about soccer. The men's national team, the draw today for the World Cup. Portugal, Ghana, Germany, the United States. This is probably the toughest foursome that's out there.
For soccer fans like myself, it was an exciting day, but it was also a disappointing day because it's a great challenge for the U.S. team, but the odds of getting out of that group are probably not real great right now. I'm an optimist, but they're going to have to pull at least one big upset. But it's fun. It's an exciting. Today was fun for soccer people out there just to kind of see how things unfolded.
Yeah, well, best of luck to you guys tonight and to the men's national team as well. Thanks, Scott.
Sounds good. Thanks, Randy.
We're at halftime, 41-20. It's Kearney High needing some work here in the second half to trail Bellevue West at intermission in girls basketball. We'll be back with the second half right after this.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Real quick, let's give you our halftime numbers for Bellevue West. Leading the scoring right now is Madison Braun. She has 14 points. Chloe Akin-Atiko with 11. Kate Livinghouse also with 11. And she also has 5 rebounds here in the ball game. Anna Dolgel has 3 points. And Pimmy Dyke has 2 points here at halftime as Bellevue West leads this one 41-20. Now for the Kearney High girls, take a look at their stats in this one. Leading the way is Skylar Snyder. She's got 10 points in intermission. Kelsey Stiffham with 5. Peyton Cutterback with 2. Abby Ray with 2. And Brianna Obermiller with 1 point here at intermission. Kearney from the field in the first half. Again, my stats are not official. I have them shooting the ball pretty well. I have them about 62% in the game. The problem that you run into with them is that they have turned the ball over 10 times, and they have turned into some points on the other end of the court. And so Kearney High does have some work to do here at, as we start the second half. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Bellevue West does have possession of the basketball first to start the second half as they enter it inside. Great pass in for Livinghouse. Her turnaround jumper is no good, but she gets her own rebound, and she will then lay it up and in as she makes in the putback after she pulled down the rebound. So that'll make it now 43-20. And the pass on that right side is off the hands of one of the Bearcats and out of bounds. So Kearney High, their first possession, it is going to be a turnover. And again, unofficially, that's 11 turnovers for them compared to only 3 for Bellevue West. One of the factors here in the ball game as the top-ranked team in the state, leading Kearney High 43-20. You're listening to exclusive coverage of girls basketball here on ESPN Radio. Abby Ray is able to step in the passing lane. She comes up with the steal, so a turnover here on Bellevue West, but then Kearney turns the favor back over as the pass up ahead, trying to connect with Kelsey Stitham a little bit too high, and so that'll be a turnover on the Cats. So we played a minute here in the second half, and Kearney still trailing it by 23. On the right side, Targi trying to pass it on the inside. It's going to go off one of the Bearcats and out of bounds. It went off Livinghouse's hands. And after she deflected it, it went to Skylar Snyder, and Snyder was able to put her hand up to protect her face, but that was about it as it goes out of bounds. So Bellevue West will inbound it underneath their own basket. They'll lob it for Livinghouse, and it's tipped out to a waiting Madison Braun. And there's a foul on the rebound after the miss. And it's going to be on Katie Livinghouse. That's going to be her first foul here of the second half. Her second of the ball game. And Kearney facing a little pressure down that sideline, coming up with it and then losing it out of bounds was Claire Sickler, but they're going to say it was knocked out of bounds by Julie Targi. So Kearney fortunate to maintain possession of the ball. They get it in here for Sickler. And Sickler dribbling through some pressure. We'll work it up ahead, and she loses the basketball on that right side. But it goes out of bounds. And so Kearney will maintain possession as it was actually knocked out of bounds there by Targi. So the inbounds here for Claire Sickler. And Sickler in the lane. Tough reverse layup, no good. Livinghouse with the rebound. Outlet pass on the drive. Bucket is up and good on that far side by Julie Targi as Targi gets the bucket. After another rebound here by Livinghouse, and a pass on that right side is going to be knocked out of bounds by Targi. But they're going to call Targi for the foul. So that's going to be kind of a reach in there. So Kearney will inbound it. Sickler's got it. Facing some pressure here by Emig. And they'll get it off on the left side here for Cutterback. Cut it back on the dribble. Again, Bellevue West, I think, has gone man-to-man almost exclusively with the ball with Snyder. Snyder drives, and she is fouled by Livinghouse. So Livinghouse picks up the foul. That is going to be her third. And so Snyder now is going to step to the free throw line, and she's going to have 2 free throws here, trailing it 45-20 inside of 6 minutes. The free throw rolls around, and it's good. For Cutterback, for Snyder, rather. Timmy Dyke checking back in here for Bellevue West. She had to come out of the game earlier with a sore ankle. And good to see her back out there. Both free throws up and good here for Snyder. Now make it now 45-22. Bellevue West with the lead. Snyder knocked the ball loose, but they were able to track it down, and now Akin Atiko has it. She gives it off on that left side, and it's going to be stolen away. Coming up with the steal there is going to be Sickler. Sickler gives it up ahead for Snyder, and Snyder has the ball knocked out of her hands on the way to the basket, and she'll head to the free throw line to shoot two. So Snyder's going to shoot a couple. The foul is whistled on Katie Emig. That is going to be just her second foul. So Snyder now, again at the free throw line, to shoot a couple, and the first one is up and good. So Snyder now with 13 points in the ball game, and her second one is up and good. .45-24. Bounce pass on that right side, dribbling through some pressure here. It is Madison Braun. Braun's going to kick it out on that left side. Skip pass back around. Great passing here. Three-pointer by Emig, and Emig is able to stroke in the three. That's some great ball movement there by Bell West. And now on the run here is going to be Sickler. Sickler in the offensive zone is going to kick it on that left side and driving to Stitham. Stitham in the lane on the way to the basket before the shot. It's going to be a foul. Anna Dojol is going to be whistled for the foul. And that's now five team fouls whistled against Bellevue West. We got 5:10 to go here in the first of the third quarter. Nice little entry pass inside, and Peyton Cuddeback is able to hit the shot. Great inbounds play. And now Cuddeback knocks the ball loose, and they're going to say that she went over the back. And so she's going to commit the foul.
Foul number 42, Peyton Cuddeback.
So that'll be the first team foul against the Bearcats here in the second half. Kick out with it here is going to be a three-pointer up and good. Nice stroke there by Madison Braun as she strokes in the three, just passing around the perimeter there, and they got it to Braun. Now the drive, left wing, Ray, faked the drive, puts up the jumper, it's no good, gets her own rebound, and she's going to lay it up and in. Nice job by Abby Ray as she gets the essentially the putback. She had to drive the lane with it, but she got the offensive rebound and the putback. Pimmy Dyke in the lane, has her pocket picked by Ray. Ray with the steal, outlet pass up ahead, good ball fake, shots up and good for Skylar Snyder. Little mini run here for Kearney High, and they've cut the lead down to 21. They trail it 51-30. On the run here is going to be Braun. Braun kicks in the corner. Here's the three-pointer up and good for Dojol. So Dozel is able to stroke in the three-pointer. And now backing in here is going to be Kearney High. Back around the perimeter we go. And on the right wing with it is Stitham. Stitham dribbles to the elbow. Nice bounce pass inside. And Abby Ray's going to lay it up and in. Abby Ray lays it up and in. And Bellevue West wants to call the timeout. Oh, actually, it's the Bearcats that call the timeout. 3:44 to go here in the third quarter. It's 54-32. Timeout Bearcats brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back here after that timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 3:44 to go here, third quarter. Down by 22 is Kearney High, but yeah, they've been playing a little bit better. Handling that pressure for Bellevue West a little bit more, kind of getting their sea legs underneath them a little bit here. So Bellevue West will inbound the basketball. And tossing in is going to be Dojol. Dojol's pass stolen away. Stitham with the steal. Long outlet pass for Snyder. Snyder has it knocked out of her hands. And they're going to call a foul here on Katie Emig.
Third personal, 16 foul.
So nice job there by Kearney High coming up with the steal and then the long outlet pass. Now Snyder is going to go to the line and shoot two. And the first one is rolling around and no good. So Snyder, second free throw on the way here. She missed the first. Second one is up, rolls around, and that one is good. So now dribbling here is going to be Mia Felici, who checked in a moment ago. She'll kick it up ahead here for Dotzler. Dotzler back out here for Felici. Felici works around the perimeter. Left wing here for Targi. Targi, pass that went off the glass. And Dotzler comes up with it. And they'll get it inside here for Liveringhouse. And Liveringhouse with the bucket. Just a nice little strong drive there. She just kind of out-muscled everybody and was able to hit kind of a little runner here. So 56-33. Bell West with the lead. Entry pass, knock loose. Kearney High is able to come up with it. Now cutting through the lane here is going to be Cutterback. Cutterback's going to kick it out. With it is Stitham. She thought about the three, but a hand in her face there by Tarkey. So she'll back up. Now she'll drive in the lane. Floater, shot, and it's going to be a charge. So Stitham is going to be whistled for the foul. And that's a good call. That was a nice job of collecting the charge there. And checking in just as they're ready to inbound the basketball for Kearney High is going to be Brianna Obermiller. Talking to some of the coaches for Kearney High before the game, saying the Obermiller has really come a long way in the last year. And long outlet pass stolen away by Stitham. Stitham with the steal and layup, and she is fouled. So Stitham comes up with the steal, and as a result, she's going to end up going to the free throw line. The foul is going to be whistled on Targi. And so here comes a couple of free throws by Stitham. And the first one on the way, and good.
First free throw good for the Thunderbirds, number 45, Chloe Canadico.
Makes one. Second one is on the way, and it is also good. Entry pass on the inside. We got a foul.
That's number 43, Brianna Miller.
That's going to be a hold on Kearney High. Whistled against Brianna Miller. And so a couple of free throws coming up here for Katie Liveringhouse. She hits the first. And she hits the second. So Katie Liveringhouse is able to make it now 58-35. Entry pass inside after it went out of bounds. Tough little leaner on the shot. Good by Snyder. As Snyder with a nice little leaner there. And the Bearcats cut the lead down to 21. Here's Liveringhouse in the lane. Little floater rolls around, no good. Gets her own rebound. Falls down. They'll get it out here for Felici. Felici's shot's no good. And then we got a foul on the rebound. It's going to be whistled on Kearney High. So Miller with the foul. So Liveringhouse is going to inbound it here for Bellevue West. They work it back around the perimeter. Open three on that left side. They find the shooter. It is no good for Dojal. Long rebound by Kearney High, pass up ahead, and Stitham after the rebound is able to get it up to Snyder, and Snyder lays it up and in. Quick Quick low shot on the right side. Three-pointer up and good for number 24, Dotzler. As Dotzler strokes in the three. And now the ball is loose on the left wing, tracking it down to Sickler. Sickler's going to drive through the lane, kicking on the right side, and there was nobody there. And Coach Boyd telling her, you know, if you drove all the way to the basket, young lady, you'd have had a layup. But she was working so fast, dribbling through there, and she just ends up turning the ball over. And good defense will do that to you. You know, that's kind of one of those forced errors that you run into in a game. Minute 8 to go here, third quarter, 61-39. Bellevue West with lead and the basketball. Up ahead for Livinghouse. Livinghouse in the lane. She's going to kick it out here for Dotzler. Back around the perimeter we go with it. And with it is Braun. Braun thought about the three, but she'll get it to Livinghouse. Livinghouse drives. Her shot's no good. Offensive rebound. Kick on that left side. Shot will not fall. And the long rebound is taken out of there by Kearney High. On the run here is Stitham. Stitham drives all the way in, and she lays it up and in. So she gets the rebound and then drives the length of the floor for the bucket for Kearney High. And now she knocks the ball loose. Couldn't quite come up with a steal. Claire Sickler then tried to get it, and she ran out of room as it goes out of bounds. Kearney right now down by 20 with 25.9 to go here in the third quarter, but they're trying to win the quarter. You know, they're just taking that next step, and they're putting pretty good pressure on the top-ranked team in the state, Bellevue West. It is 61-41 right now, and the long pass on this left side goes to Felici. Felici with a double team. She's able to get it out for Dotzler on that left side. Back out for Felici. Inside of 10 seconds left as Felici gets it on that left side. Kearney High right now going to the little 2-3 zone. Skip pass on the right wing. They get it inside. Turnaround jumper. Offensive rebound by Pimmy Dyke. Shot won't fall. And so a couple of misses at the buzzer, essentially, for Bellevue West. And Kearney High will head to the fourth quarter, trailing at 61-41. We'll be back here at Kearney High, and we come back right after this.
Quick out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15 and the 10. He's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@espnsuperstation.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to Kearney High, 61-41. Top-ranked team in the state. Bellevue West with the lead over Kearney High. And we'll see at what point both these two teams kind of dump the bench here. But right now, the Bearcats, they've been playing solid. And with the inbounds here is going to be Sickler. They lob it inside, and that's a bad pass, and it's going to be intercepted. Coming up with the steal is Chloe Akin Atiko, and the pass up ahead, and there's going to be a bucket on the other end. So nice outlet pass, and then just outrunning everybody is going to be Julie Targhee. And she's able to finish off the three-point play here. So she hits the shot after the foul was whistled on Abby Graham. Now, Kearney just turns it right back over, and quickly here comes Bellevue West. They work around the perimeter. Targhee's got him. Gives it to Akin Atiko. Now on the right side, there's Braun, and Braun will hit another three-pointer. 11 of 17 behind the arc is Bellevue West, and we got a timeout here by Kearney High. 7:23 to go here, fourth quarter. 67-41. Timeout for the Bearcats. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC. Nebraska
Land National Bank. 7:23 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Bellevue West going to move on to 1-0 on the season. Kearney High going to lose their home opener. First home opener that the Lady Bearcats, as well as the guys, have had. Well, you have a home opener every year, but the first time their season opener has been their home opener in quite some time, because the annual trip that they've been taking to the Hayes tournament, that is a thing of the past now, in part so we have a more balanced schedule of all the schools in the state of Nebraska in Class A. With the ball in the offensive zone, Peyton Cutterback. Cutterback gives it off here left side for Snyder. Snyder now has it top of the key, facing a little bit of pressure there by Madison Braun. Snyder drives the lane. Her shot's rolling around, and it is good. Skylar Snyder, nice shooter's touch there as she lays it up and in. 67-43. In the lane, Liveringhouse has the pass stolen away, and then Liveringhouse commits the foul. Cutterback made the steal. And then Liveringhouse with the foul as she was trying to get the ball back. And that is going to be her fourth team foul, her first fourth personal foul, eight as a team. So we'll go to the other end of the court. And for a 1-1 here is going to be Peyton Cutterback. .650 to go here. Don't forget on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Kearney Catholic doubleheader. The girls are playing Norfolk Catholic. The boys, Parkview Christian. The free throw is missed. Rebound taken out of there by Akin Matiko. And she'll give it now top of the circle. And a little extra step. Going to be a turnover whistled here against Dotzler. So Akin Matiko pulls down the rebound, but then Bellevue West with the turnover, something they have not done a whole lot of. That is only, check that. I guess I got them for 16 turnovers here in the ballgame. A bit more than I thought, but 22 against Kearney High. Bearcats kick it off on the right wing here. With it is Graham. Graham gets it out, now driving is Snyder. Snyder then backs out, working in against Akin Matiko. From the elbow, they get it to Obermiller. Obermiller passes inside here for Cutterback. Cutterback lost the ball out of bounds. I think it was cleanly blocked there by Julie Targi as it goes out of bounds. Kearney will maintain the possession here with 6:13 to go, fourth quarter. 67-43. Bellevue West with the lead. Kearney High is going to inbound the basketball. And they get it in here for Sickler. Sickler loses it on the ground. There's a scrum to get it. Bellevue West comes up with it as it's passed out of there. And so coming up with it is going to be Imig. And the ball is going to be turned away. Imig with a bad pass, just kind of going to nobody, and she wasn't really forced. I think somebody zigged when she thought they were going to zag. In any event, a little token pressure there by Kearney High, and the Bearcats will get the ball back. So the lob in here for the Bearcats, Claire Sickler. Sickler will give it on the baseline here for Stitham. Stitham loses the ball out of bounds. Don't forget, we'll step away for a little bit. We'll have our post-game show, and then we'll step away for a little bit, and then we'll have the Kearney High boys taking on Bellevue West. Bellevue West, number four in the state on the boys' side. Three-pointer here by Bellevue West is off the mark. Long rebound. Bearcats come up with it. Ray on that baseline trying to come up with a loose ball. Can't, as it goes out of bounds. Check it, that was actually Cutterback as she lost the ball, and it went off of one of the Thunderbirds and out of bounds. So the Bearcats are going to maintain possession here as Kate Liveringhouse checking back in here for Bellevue West. Bellevue West leads at 67-43. We got a little bit over 5.5 to go in the ball game. The inbounds going to go to Snyder. Snyder gives it back on the baseline here for Stitham. Stitham baseline jumper up and good. So Stitham's able to stroke it in. She's got 11 points in the game. Snyder has 23 points here for Kearney High. Liveringhouse, she's going to drive. She's going to score. Not only does she have that good post move, she's got nice feet and moves well with the basketball as she drove the lane. Entry pass knocked down by Chloe Akin-Matiko. She's able to make the deflection and then the steal, and then she's able to make the bucket. And she drove the length of the floor after she came up with a loose ball. Nice little jumper from the right side. Entry pass knocked away by Timmy Dyke. And for the Bearcats, a couple of new faces coming in there. Carmen Moncrief into the game, and Abby Ray checks back in with 4:43 to go. Lob pass for Ray. Ray has it at the elbow. She'll give it now on the right side here for Obermiller. Nice backdoor cut. Bounce pass inside, and Carmen Moncrief is able to come up with the bucket. Nice little pass there to set up Moncrief. On the right wing, Dyke works it back around the perimeter. Three-pointer on that left side, up and no good for Braun. Rebound taken out there by Kearney High's Kelsey Stitham. Stitham snags the rebound. Pass is up ahead here into Ray. Ray working against Liveringhouse. Took an extra step. Yes, she did. That was pretty good defense there by Kate Liveringhouse, and it kind of forced Abby Ray to take a little bit more of a step than what she wanted to do there. 71-47, 4:07 to go here, fourth quarter. Bearcats going to fall to 0-1, and Bellevue West going to move now to 1-0 on the season. Bellevue West with the basketball now is Dojal. Dojal gives it top of the circle here for Felici, Mia Felici. They get at the elbow for Kylie Spurgeon, who checked in for the first time just a little bit ago. She's kind of working away from one side of the free throw line to the other. They get it inside for Kimmy Dyke, and Dyke will go to the floor as she hits the shot, and she was hit on the arm in the process. The bucket is good for Dyke, and so she's going to go line to try to finish off a three-point play here. The foul whistled on Abby Ray. And the free throw by Dyke is up and good. So she finishes off the three-point play, makes it 74-47, 3.5 minutes to go. Pass on the left side, baseline jumper for Kearney High, no good by Moncrief. A rebound ripped out of there by Abby Graham. And the ball is out of bounds. Back in here for Kearney High, Hannah Lundell. She's going to check in. Also into the game, Stacy Peters for the first time tonight. And with 3:19 to go, Kearney High down 74-47. On the right side with it here is Brianne Inselman. Inselman works it back around the perimeter here for Dojal. Dojal gets it back, gets it in the lane here for Spurgeon. Spurgeon lost the basketball, and here comes Kearney High on the run. Lundell has it, has to wait for traffic to kind of clear because she did not have a clear path to the basket. And they'll get it off on the right side here for Abby Graham. Graham gives it off here, top of the circle for Peters. Peters stops, looks for a backdoor cut, is able to find Moncrief. Moncrief gets the bucket and the foul. Nice ball movement there, and Carmen Moncrief gets the bucket. There's a foul on the inside, so she was going to try to finish off a three-point play here.
Foul was on number 20, Brianne Inselman, first personal 19 foul.
It's now 9 team fouls that have been whistled on Bellevue West. And the free throw was good. So nice job there by Carmen Moncrief to finish off the three-point play. So Bellevue West to work around the perimeter. Dojal has it. She's working against her number part, Abby Graham, the two number 11s doing battle. Graham nearly knocked the ball away and comes up with a steal against Spurgeon. Spurgeon's able to maintain it. She kicks it back out here for Dojal. Dojal, again, hassled by Graham, will kick it off her left side, and banking in the three is Mia Felici. Oh, they're going to say that's a two. She must have had her toe on the line, and she banked it in. 2:05 to go here in the basketball game. 77-50. Lob pass on the inside. Ball is knocked loose by Bellevue West. Kearney High maintains possession. And here's Abby Graham stroking in a three. She stroked in a three. It was tipped out of there. Give credit to some good hands there by Miller. And Miller will get a rebound and an assist there. Ball worked around the perimeter here for Bellevue West. They get off a left side. Three-pointer, no good for Anna Dojal. Offensive rebound in there by Spurgeon. Spurgeon gets another rebound. He can't get that one to fall. She gets a couple of rebounds, a couple of shots, but can't get them to fall. And with a minute 28 to go, it went off the hands of one of the Bearcats after that last miss. So Bellevue West will inbound it. They'll get it for Spurgeon. Spurgeon helps work it around the perimeter. With it is Moorhead. Moorhead gave it away, now gets it back. She'll give it off on the right side here for Felici. Felici back around the perimeter. Dotsler has it. Minute 11 to go here. With the dribble here is Felici. So Felici gave it away. Kearney right now a 2-3 zone. Staying right with him. Mia Felici kicks it here on the left side for Courtney Moorhead. Back out for Felici, and she hits the three. Mia Felici strokes in the three-pointer. And why not? Everybody else is in a three-pointer there. 12 of 19 from behind the arc is Bellevue West here in the ballgame. 12 three-pointers. Kearney High has hit one, and that came from Abby Graham. Pass on the inside. Stacy Peters misses the shot. The rebound is taken out of there by Courtney Moorhead. And here comes Bellevue West. They'll kick it off on the right wing here for Inselman. Inselman back and in. Tries to make the bounce pass and does get it inside for Spurgeon. Spurgeon wanted nothing to do with that. She kicks it back around the perimeter. And quickly around the perimeter we go. Another three up and good by Brianne Inselman. Holy cow. 13 three-pointers made here by Bellevue West. 3 seconds to go. Driving is Kearney High, and the shot is off the mark for Lundell at the buzzer. Your final score, it's Bellevue West, 83, and Kearney High, 53. A 30-point win here for the Bellevue West Thunderbirds. Kearney falls to 0-1 on the season. The Thunderbirds are now 1-0 as a top-ranked team in the state. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our Misco Sports postgame show. We'll wrap it up right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clear. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Your final 83-53. Bellevue West with the win here in girls basketball over Kearney High. The Bearcats fall to 0-1 on the season. And you are listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on right now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And we have our first game in the books in girls basketball for the year. And let's take a look at the statistics. And we'll begin, first of all, here for Bellevue West. And leading the way in terms of points for Bellevue West is Madison Braun. She finished with 20 points on the game. Kate Livinghouse with 19. Chloe Akin Atiko with 15 points. Anna Dolgel with 6. Mia Felici with 5. Targi also had 5. Julie Targi with 5. Timmy Dyke also with 5. Katie Emming with 3. Brianne Inselman with 3. Taylee Dolzel had a three-pointer. She finished with 3 points on the night as well. In fact, three-point shooting, one of the stories of the ball game. Those that made threes were Braun had 6, Akinetiko with 1, Dolgel had a couple, also 1 each for Felici, for Emming, for Inselman, for Dolzler. I mean, as a team, they were 13 of 20 from behind the arc. They shot 65% from behind the arc, and that is awfully, awfully tough to beat. They also were 9 of 12 from the free throw line, and overall their field goal shooting in the ball game was about 63% on the night here for Bellevue West. Leading rebounder for Bellevue West, no surprise, Kate Livinghouse, ahead with 7 rebounds in the ball game. Chloe Akin Atiko finished with a couple of rebounds, and Kylie Spurgeon, in rather limited action, also finished with a couple of rebounds as well. For Kearney High, leading the points brigade for them was Skylar Snyder. Snyder, I had her being perfect from the field in terms of shooting. She finished with 23 points on the game. Kelsey Stiffham with 11. Abby Ray with 6. Carmen Moncrief with 5. Peyton Cunnaback, 4. Abby Graham hit the only three-pointer of the game here for Kearney High, and Brianna Obermiller. So she had 3 points, and Brianna Obermiller finished with 1 point on the night. Now, again, statistics, my statistics are not exact, but Kearney High probably shot about 55, 58% here in the ball game. They were 14 of 21 from the free throw line, so they shot 67% from the free throw line, and with three-pointers, they hit 1 of 3, so they hit 1, and compare that to the damage that was done behind the arc here for Bellevue West, because Bellevue West was 13 of 20 from behind the arc. So, again, 39 points from behind the arc compared to 3 for Kearney High. And, again, your final in this one, 83-53. Kearney High drops to 0-1 on the season. They'll travel to Fremont tomorrow for the next round of the East-West Classic. We're not sure who won on the other side of the bracket, but they'll play earlier in the afternoon, and the Bellevue West girls will play in that next-to-last game tomorrow in Fremont. Well, now time to turn our attention to the boys' side. We're going to step away for a little bit. In about 10 minutes or so, we'll be back with a pregame between Bellevue West, the number 4 team in the state, and Kearney High, who will be starting their season at home for the first time in, well, a long, long time, probably 25 or 30 years, as the Bearcats, a young team, a very dynamic team, a very smart team, a quick team that can kind of handle Bellevue West's pressure. But Bellevue West certainly will have a little bit of a size advantage in this game as well. But it should be a fun one as number 4, Bellevue West, travels to Top of the Hill to take on Kearney High. And we'll have that game for you coming up in about 10 to 12 minutes or so right here on ESPN. Once again, our final, 83-53. Kearney High falls to Bellevue West in girls basketball. We'll be back in about 15 minutes with the boys game right here on ESPN.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on